Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Visionaries Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Hailee Steinfeld aim to shake up the eyewear market, and they have done just that. Privé Revaux was founded on belief that head-turning style shouldn't be a luxury reserved for a select few. So they created high-designer sunglasses, anti-blue light, and reader glasses starting at just $29.95. The perfect pair of glasses can make you feel like the world is just waiting for you to show it who's boss. Each pair of handcrafted glasses has high standards and low prices. Polarized lenses, 100% UVA, UVB protection, and lenses with blue light blocking technology, they leave no stone unturned when it comes to creating the most affordable, high-quality, handcrafted eyewear on the market. Visit PrivéRevaux.com and use promo code OFFTHEVINE15 and get your next pair of handcrafted sunglasses to fit your unique style. That's PrivéRevaux, PrivéRevaux.com, and enjoy 15% off your first purchase when you use promo code OFFTHEVINE15. I'm one of those people, too, that, first of all, I've been wearing their sunglasses around in my Instagram stories, so I'm sure you've seen, but I wear glasses that don't have prescription. I just like wearing glasses because it makes me feel like a boss. Okay, cool.
You're listening to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today, I'm sitting down with the two women behind Chicks in the Office, a video series, radio show, and podcast by Barstool Sports that discusses the biggest stories in pop culture, from relationships and breakups to reality TV. Chicks in the Office is the go-to source for your daily dose of celebrity gossip, and their podcast always has a huge variety of guests from all parts of pop culture, including Cole Sprouse. I have a funny story about him. Bob Saget, Jesse McCartney. Bob Saget, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Jesse McCartney, Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah. A-Rod.
A-Rod. Yeah, that's how I know him. And yours truly. If you don't already listen and watch these two, you're going to want to start ASAP. Please welcome to the podcast Rhea and Fran. Hey.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
We are so happy to be here.
We were just talking about hangovers and how you had a really rough go on, what was it, Thursday?
Thursday. Mm. Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible day.
So do you usually typically throw up when you are hungover? Is that like a standard thing?
Yes, it's a thing we talk about all the time. Not that night. It's always the next day. So I could drink all night long, but the next day I'm going to throw up.
Have you figured out like a trick or a certain alcohol to stick to, or are you just like all over the map?
I'm just trying them all out to see which ones don't make me throw up.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, if you stick to one alcohol, I think you're okay. The problem is Wednesday night, we were really mixing a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah.
And I think that's what did us in. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something, and I know all of my listeners know this, but I don't really get hungover ever, and I am today. So
welcome to New York.
Yeah,
that's
it'll give you a hangover. Yeah, it really, that should be on like the billboard when you drive in.
Yes.
And I'm so stupid. I got here and I'm like, I can't believe I didn't bring wine. That's the most off-brand thing. I don't know if I've ever really done a podcast without wine.
I was going to call you out for that. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I can't. I'm so embarrassed. That's like my confession for the podcast.
Right.
What an idiot. How did I forget that? And it would have made me feel better too, because I did a podcast this morning and I looked at Jason and I was like, I don't know if I can do this morning. And he's like, I think you should probably have a drink. And I was like, no, I can't. Yeah. And then Derek walks in the room and he's like, we haven't a drink. I'm like, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Just needed an outsider to say it.
Yeah, and then I felt better. And now I had a long nap, and now I was like, okay, a glass of wine would have probably just put me right back in the place I need to be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I really fucking blew it.
Yeah, you did.
I really did.
It's okay, though. We're going to move on from it. It's going to be okay.
Well, I was like, maybe they'll have alcohol on them.
Oh,
I was drinking before.
I was just at a bar watching some football, so I have been drinking.
Okay, but where are you guys originally from?
I'm from New Jersey, but my whole family is South Jersey, so we're big Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Okay.
And
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Okay, so who do you cheer for?
Jets.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to cheer for the Bills now because of Jason, but I never had a team. He's like, everyone's like, what did you convert to Bills from? I'm like, I'm from Canada.
Canada, the answer is Canada.
Yeah, I'm like, we have CFL. It's Canadian Football League.
Yep.
I didn't cheer for anyone.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Are we all hungover today? Or are you guys good?
I'm actually not hungover because I refuse to drink after what happened this week.
Okay.
For like at least a week.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Just at least 1 week.
Okay.
I was out last night, but I, you know, when you really, football being back, just you jump right back into it. So now that I know. You start drinking again to watch the games, now I'm like, I feel great.
This is really embarrassing, but I actually don't understand football yet. I'm learning, but CFL is different than NFL. Mm-hmm. And we just, it's like, I could tell you everything about hockey, but like football, I'm like, meh. But I love watching it.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, Sunday, football. Yeah. Like it's just an acceptable time to start drinking at 10 a.m. You just have fun. You go out. It's Sunday Funday. You just have a day.
I feel like you don't even really have to understand it.
No,
you're
don't.
Just like fake watching it on the TV.
And there's
totally
so many
watching.
Bars in the city where people just drink.
Yeah.
Like the games are on. Yeah. It's just an excuse for everybody to just
exactly.
Drink.
It's like airports.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody just drinks. Yep. I feel like when we first started, you were going to say something and I feel like I cut you off.
Oh, no. We just wanted to congratulate you for the People's Choice Award because on our podcast, we told everyone to vote for you.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did.
So
because
we were
so nice.
We were nominated last year.
Yes.
We were not nominated.
We were not nominated this year.
Interesting.
However, you guys are in great company. And I feel like they mix it up. They had a lot of new nominees. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited for you.
Thank you. So thanks.
Yeah. We told everyone to vote for you.
Oh my gosh, that makes
Although
me so happy.
Everyone else in the category deserves it as well.
I agree.
But you're our favorite.
Like,
Thank you.
We love Becca and Tanya. We were with them last year at the awards because they won last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So like they're great. And so we were laughing because the Lady Gang Girls ladies were not nominated also this year. They were last year.
Yes.
So
were last year?
Yeah.
I remember that. And I remember last year being like, why the fuck am I
not nominated? Yep.
I was like, oh, whatever. But
there's so many podcasts. They have to show some other people some
podcasts.
Love.
That's so true. I was looking at the category and I was like, what? Didn't they beat Oprah or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
I mean, I think that they narrowed down the category this year. They nominated more podcasts last year.
Yeah.
But I think they were smart because they kept it less this year. Because last year they nominated, you know, Oprah, like Alec Baldwin, like these huge A-list celebrities who have podcasts who like don't give a shit about the People's Choice Awards.
That is true. Like Oprah's followers are probably like our parents' age.
Yeah,
and
like you want to nominate podcasts that are like going to engage and their
that's
fans
true.
Engage. And so,
that's true. Yeah. I'm like, it's so funny because I'm against Jonathan Van Ness and I like hope he wins.
Yeah.
I just want to like hear his speech.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
And then
amazing.
It's always like a good thing to put in your bio. Like I lost to John Ness.
Oh, that's
right?
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told Becca, I said, you need to put on your tombstone that you beat Oprah.
Oh, yeah. Right. People's Choice Award winner.
Yeah.
Beat Oprah.
Yeah. Beat Oprah.
Yep.
Hashtag beat Oprah. Okay, so when did you guys start with Barstool?
3 years ago around this time. So September 2016. Yeah.
How did you get into that? Like, how did you get that opportunity?
Well, I was so... It's hard to explain. I was going to FIT in New York City. I was going to Pace before that, and then I took a semester off. So my first semester of college was at Pace.
Okay.
Took a semester off, then started FIT.
Okay.
I was 19 years old, and I was working as a pharmacy tech, like on Long Island where I live. And my friend Glenn from high school, who
you obviously call Glenn Coco.
Yeah. Glenny Balls, actually.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Which is,
even better.
Yeah. Yep. We were really good friends in high school, obviously, like stayed in touch a little bit after high school. And I saw that he had gotten an internship with Barstool and I had followed Barstool, whatever. So I just hit him up out of nowhere just saying congrats because I was a fan of Barstool and everyone was freaking out like from my high school that he got this internship. And then he had said to me, oh, they're actually looking for girl interns because at the time the only woman there was the CEO. It was just a bunch of guys.
The CEO is a woman?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So she was the only woman there. They wanted more girls. I went in to interview and then I was hired that day.
Really?
With Caleb, another guy who works there.
Yeah.
So Glenny was working for Caleb and then I got hired and then we were both Caleb's interns. Caleb went away on some like they do like the Barstool tours. So they went around all the colleges.
College football.
Yeah. So then he just left me and Glenn in the office to really do whatever, just like help people out.
Yeah.
So we were just doing a little bit of everything like business side, content, whatever we can really get our hands on. And then Fran came in like 6 months later.
Yeah. I started the beginning of February in 2017.
Yeah.
And kind of the same thing. Like I got an internship with our Philly guy because he had wanted an intern in New York, Smitty, and he was great. I interviewed and got the job, and I guess it was only probably a few months-ish later that as, like, the two girls, some of the guys were like, you guys should try and do some stuff together, whether it's, like, well, there's a podcast, KFC Radio, and they answer voicemails, stuff like that, like, you know, advice and whatnot.
Right.
And they're two dudes. So, like, they have a very different opinion on questions compared to, like, what our answers would be.
Right.
So they were like, why don't you guys do some of these questions and we'll see, like, how different your answers are from theirs.
Yeah.
It ended up being, like, pretty funny. We started doing the Instagram videos. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just, like, took off from there.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so you guys weren't friends before?
No. We just did not know each other.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. I love wearing jewelry on just about any occasion. I've even been known to rock a couple rings at the gym. But from running errands to going out to dinner to attending events, I just feel much more comfortable with myself than when I'm wearing it. I feel like it can just help any look so much better, more polished. But shopping for jewelry can get super expensive. I know that, especially when you want to buy a variety of pieces to match different looks. That's why I'm glad I found Local Eclectic. Local Eclectic is your online jewelry destination where you can find unique, one-of-a-kind styles from independent jewelry designers without the outrageous price tag. So one amazing thing that I love about Local Eclectic is it's actually female-founded and run, and they support female jewelry designers from across the globe, hashtag babes supporting babes, with a wide variety of styles from dainty gold jewels to show-stopping opals. Local Eclectic makes fine and fashion jewelry accessible to everyone. Every order over $150 ships free, taking the hassle out of shopping for that perfect piece to complete your look. And Local Eclectic has every style to fit whatever look it is you're going for, from fine jewelry, dainty stacking rings, or to statement earrings. Check out Local Eclectic today. That's Local, ECLECTIC, Eclectic. I've got an exclusive offer for Off the Vine listeners, 15% off your entire purchase. Use promo code VINE15 at checkout at localeclectic.com. That's localeclectic.com. Use promo code VINE15. The promo code actually expires end of October 2019.
I always feel like I'm so lonely in my podcast. Like, I'm like, well, I get guests. But right. I would love to have, like, a little sidekick or banter buddy to, like,
totally. Like, I don't know, like, how we would be doing it. On our own.
And because you guys talk about, like, everything from sports to pop culture, right?
Yeah.
Well, can we talk about Miley and Caitlyn?
Of course. I mean, we have to. We talk about that every episode.
You do?
We give an update on Miley and Caitlyn.
Okay, what's the latest and greatest? I knew you guys would know.
Oh,
Yeah.
I think that they're just, like, together
they're
now.
They're just, like, happy.
They're happy together.
She just celebrated her 31st birthday. Miley was there. Like, Caitlyn posted all these very cute, like, black and white photos of the two of them on her Instagram story.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I need to go follow her.
Yeah.
Because you know how this world works. I'm like, is this real?
Right.
Is this happening? Or what is, like, Shawn Mendes and...
Right.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I mean...
No idea. That one, like, keeps me up at night. They like, kind of, sort of kissed this weekend at his show in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, but then one angle, it looked like they made out. Another angle, it looked like they, like... touched cheeks and then, like, tried to make it look like they made out. I'm like, I don't know.
The more I'm uncovering Sean and Camilla, the more I think it's fake. Because at the VMAs, it just seemed like she wasn't really into it. I mean, him not really either, but, like, before that, they were making out all over the place. And then all of a sudden, the VMAs hits. They don't even want to be near each other. And then apparently, I read on some underground website. I have no idea if this is true or not, that Camilla? Am I saying it right? I always mess it up. That she wants out of the fake relationship, and, like, Sean got word of it, and now they're trying to cover it up. I don't know if that's real or not, but now this just gets into my brain.
I know, me too, because I get all weirded out that we don't know the truth.
Yeah,
I'm like, will we ever know the truth? There's so many secrets in Hollywood.
Yep.
We will never know.
Well, we will never know. And even, like, when they do, if they do, I mean, they will eventually probably break up. Like, it'll just be like, all right, well. We'll never know if that was, like, a real time in their lives.
I know. Okay, what else is going on? Like, what's the 411?
Well, I mean, this is up your alley, Tyler and Gigi.
Oh, yeah. She was sitting beside me at the U.S. Open.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to be like, where's Tyler?
Yeah.
Except Tyler was so Jason was doing, like, a deal for someone, and Tyler was doing the same deal the next day. And then I'm like, why are they hiding, is my question. They're not, but they are.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they're out together and then sometimes they're not. Like, New York Fashion Week, you would think, okay, they're going to be together at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. I think event. You know what? Like, it seems like eventually they will make some kind of debut.
Announcement. Yeah.
Like they'll hit a carpet together or something. Because, I mean, he went to her grandmother's funeral.
I know. I'm like, okay,
Netflix.
It's getting pretty serious.
Like,
there.
You don't
come
go,
on. No, that's serious stuff.
Eventually, yeah. She's gonna have him like on her arm for some carpet. We're all gonna freak out. Yeah. They're gonna look so good.
They are gonna look so good.
They're.
It's ridiculous.
So gorgeous. It's ridiculous.
It's actually ridiculous.
Like and we felt so weird, like looking at these pictures that paparazzi took at this their family's grandmother's funeral.
Yeah,
and we're like, this is something is so wrong about this. But then I looked at Rhea and I was like, they look so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, they look so good.
And they
good.
Looked very comfortable.
Yeah.
And like they'd been together for years.
Right. Like they were just slouched, like arms around
like
each other.
Yeah. Really comforting her.
Yeah. I felt it.
Crazy.
Through the paparazzi photo.
That one. Is real.
Yeah.
That one's real.
Yeah.
And do we think that's why he's not going to be The Bachelor?
I don't think he should have been The Bachelor anyway.
Okay. I was going to ask you guys because do you want Peter to be The Bachelor? Because I'm pretty sure that's who it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We heard it's Peter. I think no matter who I hear it's going to be, because I kind of wanted it to be Derek at some point now.
Yeah.
Like my heart went a totally different direction.
Yeah.
At this point, I think whoever it is, I'm going to be like, ugh. And then I'll end up liking the season.
I really wanted it to be Mike. I really
so did
and
I.
Every year,
so did I.
I complain every single time.
Except for when it was me, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, you got the short end of the stick. Like,
yeah,
I wanted it to be you the whole time anyway.
Right.
I was like, what? This is annoying.
Why
do we have to like pick between two girls?
You're the first season I ever watched of Bachelor or Bachelorette.
That's amazing. And now have you watched ever since?
Yep.
Yeah. It'll get you.
Yeah, I think so.
It hooks you in. But I don't know. I really wanted it to be Mike. And because I just could not see – Tyler's still so young, like, and I think he's getting, like, a taste of legit fame. Like, people freaking out over him. So it's like –
And I don't think he
likes
it. He
doesn't need to be The Bachelor.
I don't think he likes that either.
No.
And, I think I really wanted Mike to be The Bachelor, but what is going on with him and Demi Lovato? Why is she just all of a sudden in
us?
The – I don't know.
I don't know. But it's just – it would be amazing if the storyline was, like – Demi Lovato's mom loves this show. Like, mm-hmm. I think she has always watched.
Okay.
So it's like, it seems like Hannah's season has been one of the first ones that Demi has really gotten into.
Yeah.
A lot of it thanks to her mom.
Yeah.
So it'd just be insane. Like, if she, the first season she starts to watch, she like, decides that one of them she likes. Like, she could have been doing this for years.
Right.
Watching be like, ooh, I like that one. Like, I'm going to date him.
She gets her pick. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mike commented on Tyler's picture. Making a joke about a
double date.
Like between.
Wait, yeah. Tyler said something about it?
No. Mike commented on Tyler's picture, Tyler with his shirt off, like, if we go on this double date, you better keep that shirt on or something like
yeah.
that. What? A double date between Gigi, Tyler, Demi, and Mike? That can't be possible.
It's not even fair anymore. Like, I look at Jason, I'm like, do you wish you picked a bigger celebrity today? Like, we always laugh that Wells walked, so like, Mike could run. Now you have like all these, or Tyler is dating the supermodels and all this, and I'm like,
and Wells and like, I've always loved Wells and Sarah.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so funny because people are like, Tyler and Gigi, has this ever happened before? This huge celebrity, this is so crazy. I'm like, guys.
I know.
Please don't forget about Wells and Sarah.
That was the biggest deal. I remember podcasting with him when they couldn't like say anything and he told me and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Sarah Hyland? Like, that is so cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
And she is just the freaking coolest person. Have you guys met her?
No.
No, I wish.
She's so cool.
We're actually interviewing Wells tomorrow.
Are you?
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's Skyping in.
I was going to say it because I saw him on Instagram with that Chase guy.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He's Skyping.
He's Skyping in with
us. He's in Denver. Does Wells ever do interviews with Sarah?
I've never seen them do it, I don't think.
I don't think
I've
seen
it. That would
be
amazing.
Okay. Is it your bio that says that you were followed by Justin Bieber and blocked by Kris Jenner?
No. She's followed by Justin Bieber. I'm blocked by Kris Jenner.
Wait, what? You're followed by Justin Bieber?
On Twitter, but like, this is the thing. It's like followed by Justin Bieber, like asterisk, because I like truly made my Twitter account in maybe like 2009, like a long, like the beginnings of Twitter. Only to be a fangirl, like only to tweet constantly at Justin Bieber, at the Jonas Brothers, like endlessly.
Yeah.
And this was when Justin Bieber was like not really that big.
Okay.
So he would go on Twitter as like a 14-year-old and be like, I'll follow back. All right, people, like, I'm following people back.
Oh my
so
gosh.
If you look, he follows like a few hundred thousand people on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, like he follows like 300 something thousand people on Twitter.
Interesting. Has he ever like liked one of your tweets?
No, oh my God, no. But like it is funny because I'm like, I could message him if I wanted to, but it was so funny. Like when I got this job, I was like, oh, do I just like, I have so many embarrassing tweets. Like, do I take the time to delete all of them?
Yeah.
And just change my name so that I can keep followed by Justin Bieber? Do I like make a whole nother Twitter account? I kept it. I went back and deleted a lot of old stuff.
But I mean, he might see what you have to say sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, one day, like, he might open Twitter and my tweets is there.
Yeah, but he gets probably like schmillions a day.
Oh my, and he does follow like 300,000
people. That's so funny. That's so, okay. Why are you blocked by Kris Jenner?
So, unlike Fran being like a fan account, I was just mean Kris Jenner.
A troll account.
When I was like 14 years old, I wasn't even a troll. I was just very talkative on Twitter. Like I always subtweeted all the time, like sad faces or just like I was always talking nonsense on Twitter.
Hilarious old tweets about like Zac Efron and Brody Jenner.
Oh my God. Yeah, my tweets about Brody Jenner and Zac Efron when I was younger, just I had to delete them all because of whatever. We'll get into that. But as I was doing that, I would also just hate on Kris Jenner. Yeah. I don't know why. I would like watch the Kardashians and I would just tweet to Kris Jenner like, I hate you. Honestly, looking back, like, I don't hate Kris Jenner. Yeah. I actually think Kris Jenner's a genius.
She is a genius.
But this was just 14-year-old me on Twitter tweeting to like 100 people in my high school.
Yeah.
And I thought I was funny. But
blocked.
And then I was blocked. Cool, but when I was 14 and I got blocked by Kris Jenner, I was like, this is amazing. Everybody, I'm blocked by Kris Jenner.
Right.
Now it's not so cool because
you're like, unblock me. I like you.
Yeah. Like, I actually really like you and think you're the best. So
right.
Please unblock
me. That's so crazy that she blocked you.
So funny.
That's so funny because one of my tweets I had to go back and delete after I came off the show was to Kim Kardashian, where I said I would rather, like, chew glass and swallow a bag of hair than be friends with her. And then I was like, I like came off the show and people said something mean about me and I was like, oh God, it hurts.
Yeah. Right.
And
exactly.
Then I went back and like looked through all my old tweets and I was like, holy shit, I was an asshole.
Yeah. Right. That's what I think all the time. I'm like, oh, when somebody says something mean about me, I'm like crying myself to sleep. Meanwhile, I was just telling Kris Jenner how much I hated her as a 14-year-old girl in my room.
Well,
in my purple bedroom with like butterflies on the wall.
Oh, you had purple bedroom butterflies? I had like my bedroom was just plastered with pictures of like Andrew Keegan, which explains my crush on Jason, but like Andrew Keegan and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, that's probably way before your time.
Well, we know who you're talking about.
Yeah. But just like pictures of boys and like makeup plastered all over my walls. Like, cool.
No, I had Fran just had so Jonas purple. Brothers oh and Justin Bieber.
I also had a purple room with some butterflies.
Oh, wow. That might have been a thing of your guys' time.
I know. However,
it is,
like,
we both love the color purple.
Yes.
That's like our
really?
Thing.
That's why like everything Chicks in the Office is purple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
But no, I had floor to ceiling like posters from J14 of Justin Bieber like everywhere.
I had Dylan Sprouse. Yeah. That's it.
That's so funny. I like got him in trouble in Vancouver for underage drinking.
Dylan Sprouse?
Yeah. He was like 17 or 18 years old, and the legal drinking age was 19 in Vancouver. And I saw him and his brother, and I was like, that's the kid from Big Daddy.
Yeah.
And then I like Googled his age.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, hey. And then I like did some tweet being like, I see blah, 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 underage drinking at Cactus Club. And then Cactus Club, this restaurant that I actually used to work for, they like came out and they're like, can you please find out who the server was? Like, And I like got everybody in trouble. But then I somehow became friends with one of them, Dylan.
Yes, the cooler one.
And
Dylan's the one that is not on Riverdale.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cole, so I don't watch Riverdale.
Cole is on Riverdale.
Yeah, yeah. So Dylan, I have his number in my phone. And he's
that's
under,
cool.
He's under Dylan Disney.
Oh, my God.
Dylan Disney.
Wait, let's see if it's still in this phone.
Let's call him.
Okay, should we try?
Or is
let's FaceTime him.
You guys, let's try calling and see what happens. Oh, let's see.
Okay, call.
I would scream if he answered. You don't understand. Dylan Sprouse was like my number one.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, it's ringing.
You reached my voicemail. If your number I don't have in my phone, or you're blocked, then I will not answer to you. So just leave me a message, and I guess I'll call you back when I can.
Should we leave a message?
Oh my god! Just to get the voicemail was.
I mean. We just had Dylan Sprouse on the podcast.
But also
special guest Dylan Sprouse.
It also like rang once, so like did he just ignore the call?
He totally just ignored it because did you hear the voicemail? Yeah. He said if I don't have your number.
Yeah, forget it. Oh my god.
That was the best thing ever.
Okay, that's crazy because first
of all, you know it's a functioning number.
I just never thought it would still be not that I would ever reach out to did. Not that I would ever like actually like tell him hey, it's yeah, yeah, like yeah. He probably doesn't remember me. But the fact that that's still his number because that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, not 10. How old are they?
I mean, they're 26, 27, yeah, 26.
Yeah, so that was like 9-10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's still
that's he so should funny. Get that changed.
That voicemail is hilarious though.
That is really very funny.
For a second I thought he answered. I almost screamed.
I know.
Well, screeched.
Now I wish we would have left a message. I would have been like, hey, you're on Off the Vine podcast. Here with Chicks in the Office. We hung out 10 years ago. Cool, bye.
Call me back. Bye.
Call me back. Bye. It's Caitlin, by the way. Okay, bye.
Okay, good talk. Bye.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
All right, lovelies. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We'll get right back to it shortly. You know, Jason and I are happily going strong, but not everyone can find love through Bachelor Nation. And so now I'm turning my attention to helping some of my closest girlfriends find their own Jason Tardix the old-fashioned way. You know, a dating app. I downloaded the new dating app Ship, so it lets you swipe for your friends so that I can find dates for my friends. And it's great because I get to judge the guy too and make sure he's someone I'd want to double date, you know? So here's how it works. If you're single, you invite a group of friends to join your crew, and those friends can help you find matches. The best part, if you're not single, like me, you can still join, help out your friends, and relax. You don't need to make a profile pic or anything like that. You just join your friends' crew and start swiping. I always wanted to swipe, but I never had the chance, and now I do. So after my girlfriend, she got her first date from the app. This is what she texted me. Let me read it here. Okay. One of my favorite things about Ship is there's a group chat with your crew that gets pretty hilarious. I got really nervous about how to start a conversation with the guy, so it's been amazing to get advice from my friends. Then she said, Caitlin, you have some really good pickup lines. I mean, they're cheesy, but hey, they're working for me. I don't think they're cheesy. Finding a dating app is more fun if you do it with friends. So download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends. That's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship dating app in the App Store and start swiping today.
He's the cooler one?
In her opinion. Like, Dylan Sprouse was my number one when I was younger.
That's so funny.
I have no idea why.
Look, they're both doing very well for themselves now. Like, Dylan...
What's he doing?
Dylan, he has like a brewery, I believe.
He's
I
dating
like
Barbara Palvin.
But he dates Barbara Palvin, the supermodel.
What?
Yeah. And
good for him.
I think he's like starting to get back in the acting game a little bit, seems mm-hmm. like. And obviously, like, people objectively would be like, no, Cole. Because Cole right now is definitely more famous.
Right.
And Riverdale and Lily Reinhart and everything.
Yes.
So.
Wait, didn't they break up?
Is that another thing?
Who knows?
We don't know. We think they're still together, but who knows?
I need to tune into your guys' podcast more often because I feel like I never know the gossip and I never know what's going on unless I see it like on Twitter or something. Yeah. But I'm so curious about it. Like, I want to learn more.
Chicks in the Office podcast.
All we do is hear it and speculate.
What's your favorite gossip right now?
Speculators.
I don't know. I feel like we need something new to pop up because this summer has been like a repeat of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, by far this
drama.
Summer, there has been a lot of good Bachelor stuff, but by far.
Which we love, but.
This summer, it's got to be Miley, Liam, Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin.
The whole web of
Brody's
Miley,
now
Caitlin,
dating
Brody,
Josie Canseco.
Josie.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is.
And, like,
insane.
I wonder, did Brody know that Caitlin was bisexual?
I think so.
They used to, Brody talked about it a lot, that they used to be very
Brody
like,
had a sex
fluid
podcast.
In their relationships. Like, they were very open to threesomes, whatever.
Really?
Like, yes, they were very
experimental. Talk about it on The Hills. It's like kind of awkward now that like this, because The Hills is on right now this season. They're still together.
Oh.
And like a hot, like, I actually think next week's, Monday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, is like an episode Caitlin's like talking about how it's uncomfortable that everybody... Like, all of her friends are talking about her sex life with Brody, but they're like, Brody had an entire podcast where he just talked about his sex life. How are we not supposed to talk about
literally called Sex with Brody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
What? When was this?
Like, years ago. Years ago, yeah.
Do we like him?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we do.
I think.
Okay.
I think. He's come into Barcel office, and he was super cool.
He has been good to us,
Okay, it was very nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. I just think he's like a perpetual bachelor, which is fine. Like, I don't think he wants... He, like, never should have been married in the first place since he didn't legally get married, but...
That's true. How do you date one of those guys, though?
I would never.
When you're, like, hot and, like, 22 and a supermodel, and you're, like, I'm dating Brody Jenner.
That's true. You're doing it because it feels cool.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Not because you see a future.
Yeah, like, if Brody Jenner came to me and was, like, all about me and was, like, wanting to take me out, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm going out with Brody Jenner.
That's true.
I'm going to see where this takes me.
That's it. Why am I pumping my own tires and, like, dropping names right now? But that Frankie Delgado.
Frankie Delgado.
I have his number on my phone somehow. Mm. Should we call
Frankie's
him?
Just kidding.
Frankie's actually all about that, like... LA club scene. Like, he owns all the places.
See, again, I'm like, I don't even know who he is. I remember Brody had some thing that he did at this bar that I worked at, again, like 10 years ago. Yeah. And somehow you just end up hanging out with all these people. But it's so funny because my phone just keeps the same contacts. And sometimes when I'm going through, I'm like, who's Frankie Hills? Because I've never watched The Hills. Yeah. And then
that's
like,
crazy.
Is that crazy? Yeah. I need to just go back from the start. I've said this to Spencer and Heidi. I'm like, I need to just go back and watch from episode. And they're like, no, you don't need to do that.
I'm sure those who are like, maybe don't.
Yeah. They're like, you don't have to. Like, start from this season, maybe. Yeah. That's so funny. And you guys on the podcast always use the expression Friday energy.
Mm. Yes.
What does Friday energy look like? What does that mean?
Because
you're obviously pumped the end of the week.
Yeah. So we record we used to only do episodes on Mondays. Yeah. So we would record our Monday episodes on Friday.
Okay.
So we would say we were giving people Friday energy on a Monday because they would listen on Monday, but we record on Friday, and like obviously our energy on Friday is different.
Yes.
Right.
But now we also have episodes on Thursdays. So
it's just like become a mood. Like, it's just a state of mind.
Like, I like
you
it.
Wanna
Friday
have
energy.
Like, you're weekend. So pumped and optimistic and looking forward to things on Friday. Like, you should have that all the time.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to steal
Friday
it.
Friday energy.
Not for the podcast, but just like in life.
In life. Use the gifts on Instagram. Friday energy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That you guys made?
Yeah, we got some chicks in the office gifts.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Yes.
Okay, and you guys have had amazing guests on your podcast. Like, okay, wait, I need to talk about Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Was he like, so inappropriate on your podcast?
No.
Damn it.
I like, really wanted him to be, but I kid you not, he came in, and I think he just saw his daughters, but I think he was like, these are younger. Like, he has daughters. Like, I think he came in. And so he went.
He was more like Danny Tanner.
He went like more
Saget.
Dad mode than Bob Saget mode for sure. He was giving us like life advice at the end. He was like, don't ever take drinks from strangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went full Danny Tanner mode on us. And he was saying things like, he wanted to say something and he'd be like, I can't say it. I'd be like, Bob, say it to me. He'd be like, he just looked at me.
He was definitely
like,
holding back. Like, he didn't want to like curse as much. Yeah, he's like, I can't. Say this in front of you guys.
I was like, we say fuck all the time. Yeah. Say it, Bob. And he's like, I can't.
Really?
And then we asked him to give us like a Danny Tanner speech at the end.
Yeah.
And we had made a video of like the Full House music playing with him giving us like this dad lesson.
Yeah.
That's which was really funny.
Oh my gosh. That one, I was like, Danny. Like,
I know.
He's just like, I like still watch Full House to this day. Yeah. Fuller House, sure.
So, yep.
I love it all. And I still like, he's just such a nerd, but you just love him. Like, he's a comforting dad. Like, he's just like a typical dad.
It was one of those really weird things where, like, we have a talent booker who obviously works at Barstool. So when she was throwing around his name, every podcast, everybody wanted him on their show. Like, and so when he came back and gave the list of shows that he was going to go on, and we were on it. We were like, oh my God.
Yeah, he had said no to.
We're like, oh my God, why?
Yeah, a few of the podcasts, and he said yes to us, and then everyone made jokes like, oh, of course Bob Saget chose Chicks in the Office. So everyone was like expecting him to be inappropriate, but he was not in the slightest.
I kind of like that.
Me too.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. I thought it was really sweet of him.
All right, so let's take a second. We all know the frustration. Bottles of bottles piling up in your bathroom, each one falsely promising a miracle solution that only kind of work. But what if there was just one shampoo that could truly do it all?
That's where Function of Beauty comes in. It delivers you shampoos and conditioners that are customized and individually filled just for you. Most drugstore brands only address a single concern like, oh, volumize your hair or strengthen your hair. But with Function of Beauty, you can choose up to 5 hair goals to add to your formulation, and those are personal goals just for you. You also get to select the color of your shampoo and fragrance, or go fragrance and dye-free if that's how you roll. So actually, one of my favorite things about Function of Beauty is that they use safe, natural ingredients. They never use sulfates, parabens, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. They also don't test on animals, which I hate to say, but most drugstore brands do. Function of Beauty is 100% vegan and cruelty-free. For my goals, I chose anti-frizz because I don't know what it is. I just have frizzy hair. I'm like Monica on Friends when she's in Florida. Fix split ends, hydrate, strengthen, and shine. And then I chose a purple bottle, which even came with my name on it. It smells good. I chose the Feeling Pineapple scent. And
I'm we'll be right back with more Off the Vine.
Jason complimented it. It looks great. And I feel like it's super hydrated and stronger than it's ever been. Listeners will receive 20% off their first order to redeem. Head to functionofbeauty.com/vine. Take their hair profile quiz. Go to functionofbeauty.com/vine to get 20% off your custom formula.
Now back to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Who's been your favorite guest that you've ever had?
I loved Bella Thorne.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was, we did her like fairly
recently.
We've had
her on a couple times.
Actually, literally.
And every time it's a wild ride.
This was really this was crazy because this was literally a day before the nudes thing happened where she tweeted out her nudes because somebody was trying to hack her.
Yeah.
And she came into the studio and she had said to us, "Do you guys want to see my nudes?" Like totally.
Like, you could tell she was like in a mood because she was dealing with all this.
And, oh my gosh. But we had no idea. So I was like, "Yeah, sure."
Okay.
And, right. And then, like, we just, and then we started the podcast, and I started off the interview by saying, "Bella Thorne's here. She just asked us if we wanted to see her nudes."
Yeah.
And then the next day, we didn't put the interview out yet. And then the next day, this whole thing happened. And I was like, well, we got to cut that out of the podcast now because she was.
Right.
She was talking about that. We really should have asked her, why are you asking us that? But we just thought it was Bella Thorne being like, you want to see my nudes?
It's her. So you're like, sure. Like, I feel like I've already seen her nudes, though. Like, before this.
I mean,
she lives little to the imagination. Like,
right.
Kind of put two and two together.
What's her thing? Like, what does she do?
I mean, she's acting a lot.
Okay.
She does a lot of stuff. And not all of it is, like, super mainstream, but, like, she has so many movies that end up in film festivals. And she does music. When she came on, she was promoting her book. She did, like, a book of poetry and
I just think she's a very interesting character.
Yeah.
Which is why I appreciated her interviews.
Yeah.
I also just love all the Bachelor people.
Yeah.
Like not to be like on Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah. But like I mean it's just always
so
much fun.
When Jason comes, it's so great because sometimes you have these big names come in and you get nervous, like actually talk to them.
Right.
Be like a human being.
Yeah.
I feel like Bachelor people or reality TV people can like come in and hang and talk and they're just like a little more like.
They're a little looser. They're not like looking at their publicist every two seconds to see if they can say something or not. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, as soon as a publicist comes in the room, I'll never forget. It was Kane Brown, who is a big country singer.
Yep.
And his whole team was in the room. And I guess I don't know if it's like super conservative or I don't know, but I asked him a question and it had to do with his album. Like his album was something about like experimenting. I said, would you rather experiment in the bedroom or in the kitchen? And his publicist was like, and I was like, what? That's not that bad of a question.
Yeah,
like,
that is not at all.
And he said the kitchen because he had to say something like politically correct.
Right.
And they were looking at me like, I just asked like, how many chicks have you banged? Like, it was so crazy. And I was like, okay. And then the rest of the interview was awkward.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's like with Bachelor and Reality Stars, you can ask those questions because they're going to answer it because you see it on the TV show. So
who's
why
your favorite person in Bachelor like world?
Bachelor World. Right at the very moment.
Yeah.
This is so tough because I really love a lot of people.
Yeah. You can give me top three.
Besides you and Jason, because you guys are always at the top. Yes. I love Dylan right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we interact a lot with him on Twitter, and he's coming on the show soon. And I feel like he like gets our humor. Yeah. He listens to the podcast.
Oh, Demi, we cool. love.
Demi. Yes. Oh, we love Demi. Obviously, yeah. love Demi.
Love Demi.
Would love to have her. Like, yeah. just meet her. Yeah. Get inside her brain yeah. somehow.
I'm, yeah. And I'm like, I love, like, Jade and Tanner. I love, you know, like, yeah. these couples that have really, like, stayed OGs, together and yeah. have made families and stuff like that. I'm like, they'll always be some of my favorites.
Jaden Tanner's baby is so, like, Emmy. Oh, she's just mm-hmm. the freaking cutest little girl I've ever seen in my life.
They're so cute. They're yeah. so cute.
I'm trying to think of who I would think is my favorite in the Bachelor yeah. world. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I have, like, 10.
I feel like it goes through phases of, like, what's going right. on
That's
right
true.
Now. Like,
but I kind of like the, like, all the new ones. I'm like, yes, I like them, but I just love my, you know, the right. people from my seasons or before, right. or people I've met through that as like a fan.
Right.
Where now I don't watch it as a fan. Mm-hmm. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm rooting for Demi and Christian like the most on Paradise. Right. Like, that's the couple I wanna see.
Yeah. Same. Me too.
Yeah. I know. So cute. Okay, wait. Oh, I lost my place in my notes. Oh, no, we need to confess. That's what we need okay. to do next. Ooh. Yes. I feel like you two would have good confessions.
So I just want to preface this by saying
yeah.
that when we were told to, like, prepare a confession,
yeah.
Rhea looked at me and she went, I got something. And I was like, what? She was like, I've never told yes. you this.
There's only one, like, person on earth
I've
who knows
never
what
said
this.
Like, and she was like, do you want to know now? I was like, no, like, save it.
So,
like,
I don't know.
I have no idea what she's
yes,
about to say.
I love this. Okay. Should you go first or last?
I can go first.
Okay.
I feel like I should go first.
Yeah, you should go
mine
first.
Are lame. I'm like, not, I don't know. Well, I don't, I'm such a, like, I'm so nervous all the time that I don't, like, get out of my comfort zone yeah. to even embarrass myself that much.
I also want to, like, so mine goes back to, like, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And only one person, my best friend in the entire world, knows this story.
Yeah.
But I also didn't go to college.
Like, okay.
So I didn't go away to college. So I don't have any, like, crazy college
yeah. Yeah.
stories. And, yeah. like, any other stories I feel like would get me in trouble. But the yeah. one that I have is...
Okay. Well, I have...
You go first.
I have one. I actually have two. I mean, one's recent, but...
Ooh.
One...
A recent one?
I like
no,
recent.
I mean, we've
like
talked
recent.
About this, like, endlessly. So you probably know what I'm going to say. The first one, which was recently, was we were with the Jonas Brothers.
Ooh. Yes. I
and...
To ask you
and...
You hooked up with one.
No, God, I wish. And we were in, like, a back room at a bar at Penn State. We were at Champs. It was after their show. And we were all drinking Nick's new tequila.
Yeah.
And I can't even put into words, like, how much I have loved Nick Jonas, like, yeah. my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, this is,
Oh, you're going for embarrassing here?
This is embarrassing.
Okay.
And so I'm like,
I think I know where this is going.
And I just, like, looking back at it now, I'm like, I was just, I get drunk and I get loud, like, I'm yeah. really chatty. And I'm yeah. like, oh my God, tone it down. Like, I'm yeah. talking to Nick. Oh, he's with his wife, like, Priyanka. We're with
who
Priyanka.
I heard likes to drink.
Priyanka's,
she was a blast.
Priyanka's yeah. great. Yeah. We were taking shots with Priyanka. Priyanka's been on our show.
Oh, she yeah. has?
So we, yeah. like, that cool. was that was a great, that was our in. I was like, Priyanka, mm-hmm. do you remember? She was like, yeah. oh, yeah, of course. So we,
shots all night.
We're having a good time. And Nick has his new tequila, Villa One. It's, I mean, delicious. But,
is it?
I mean, I don't drink tequila. I got, like, superhuman strength. I was like, wow, this tequila is amazing. Nick Jonas, I love you. And we all take a shot, and it's, like, five of us in a circle. And I look at Nick, and we're like this far away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Nick, I don't want to blow smoke up your ass, but this tequila is so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, blow smoke? Like, it came out of my mouth, and I was like,
Jonas Brother.
I was like, who even uses that phrase, like, in normal conversation? Like, I'm like, because in my head, I was like, well, so many people are probably telling him how good his tequila is,
right.
just like, because just to suck up to him to be like, your tequila is so good. So I didn't be like, I don't drink tequila. I was like, I don't want to blow smoke up your ass. This tequila is really good. Priyanka was like, we love smoke. Like,
yeah.
I was like, but oh my God. That, and I forgot I did that until it hit me the day after. I'm like,
and
sitting at my desk and
day?
I was like, like, it hit my brain. I was like, oh no.
It's hilarious because when we go out, I like tequila shots. That's
yeah, me
my,
too.
Just what I prefer.
Yeah.
And Fran does not like tequila shots.
Yeah.
But I think it was just recently we took our
first. It was truly Jonas' superhuman strength.
Literally recently we took our first tequila shot together.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this Nick Jonas tequila comes out of nowhere. And Fran's like, oh, Nick, I don't usually drink tequila. And just the whole thing, it just makes me laugh. But also the blow smoke. she's shaking her head.
I'm like,
so
it's so – like of all the things – like, all the years I have imagined and truly dreamt about what I would say to Nick Jonas if we were, like, hanging out having a drink.
Right.
And that's what I chose to say. Yeah, that's going to – that
mean,
one's going to stay with me.
Worse.
Oh, it could have been way worse.
Could have been way worse.
Could have been way worse.
Could have been way
like,
worse.
Like, when you said it, I was like, yeah, that's kind of funny. No. I don't want to blow smoke up your ass. That's kind of funny.
I just – I don't know. I think it's because I have imagined what I would say so many times.
You
and like that
really
was not
manifested
it.
That moment.
Oh,
like you really put it out in the universe and it
that's
happened.
What my friends were like, it is crazy that you have loved them so much. You've been in this job for like not that long and you have managed to like get in the same room with all of them and hang out with them. I'm like, that truly shows how much of a groupie I am. But
that's so funny. But they're so nice, right?
They're so
just awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're the nicest.
So nice.
Like, I was so afraid that I was so obnoxious. Yeah. And like, but Rhea and our producer, Noah, was like, no, you were fine. I'm like, okay, I trust you guys to like tell me if I was
totally
like, really obnoxious.
Fran doesn't remember Nick Jonas hugging us goodbye, but like every few hours, a shockwave hits my body where I remember like Nick Jonas touched this body. Like, I'm not kidding. Like,
yeah.
I was sitting on the subway on my way over here and all of a sudden I got chills through my spine because I was like, Nick Jonas hugged me.
Okay. And then the other thing. Okay. High school.
Ooh.
I threw a lot of parties at my house.
Yeah.
Not to brag.
But you were that house.
Yeah, not to brag. But I'm the oldest in my family. So, like, my parents really had no idea. Like, they would go away for weekends. I was, like, this goody-two-shoes kid. Nobody
really?
Thought.
I was going to say, this kind of shocks me that you threw parties at your house.
They had truly had no idea for so long because they just didn't expect it out of me. And I would have these huge parties. And, like, one time, it's truly the dumbest thing looking back.
As dumb as saying you don't want to blow smoke up Nick Jonas.
We wrote like everything that happened at these parties down on paper in
God.
A notebook.
Wait, that's kind of cool though. Because
so we thought, right?
It.
That's what we thought. Like at the time, being whatever, seniors in high school maybe, and being like so and so hooked up with this person in this room, and like this somebody tried drug, and like
nobody could black out and forget. You're like, I've got
No, we literally wrote down everything, like talking about like people being in my parents' room, whatever.
No, they found
okay, so. Fast forward maybe like a year-ish, and it wasn't even a year, a few months later, it was just a notebook in one of my drawers, and I went out to get food with my best friend, who contributed to the notebook, and I just get a text message from my mom.
I know.
Being like, what the fuck is this? Like, and I started crying, like, in the pizza place. My friend was like, I can never come to your house again.
Yeah.
Like, because it was stuff about her. Like,
yeah.
She was like, it was like, she, Claire, hooked up with blah, blah, blah. Like, and we were just.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Thank God. It was one of those things where my mom is like a texter and an emailer and stuff. So she didn't call me and, like,
so you
put
had
me.
Time to think
she didn't
about.
Call me and, like, put me on the spot.
Yeah.
And I ended up making up some, like, bullshit lie of how it was, like, a drinking game that we were playing, and we all had to write something crazy in the notebook.
Oh, that's smart, though.
Your mom didn't believe that.
She didn't, but I think she like also didn't want to deal with whatever she just read. She was just like, I'm so disappointed in you, but like, okay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it's so funny. Like when I see my friend, the memory came up in my Facebook memories recently of my friend in my room hiding under a blanket. Cause she was like, I can never look at your mom like in the eyes ever again. The notebook. Ugh. It was a Justin Bieber.
It
was a Justin Bieber notebook.
Can we read it?
Yeah. I don't think I have it still. I think my mom threw it away.
That's the worst is when they like find something. Or one time my girlfriend, this is the worst thing in the world. Her parents were very like uptight and she wasn't allowed to do anything. And she accidentally pocket dialed her mom while she was telling me about how she had anal for the first time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I know. And then after her mom called back and was like, yeah, you just pocket dialed me for like 5 minutes. And we were like, Oh my gosh, that's the worst conversation we could have possibly had. Like, yeah. Her family didn't even know she had sex. She wasn't allowed to drink. Like, it was like, and oh, there God. She is talking about having anal.
Holy shit. God. That's a nightmare.
I still think about that, yeah.
My mom found sex dice in my room that my friend, you know, like Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my friends got me that for Secret Santa, and I just hid it in one of my bags in my room.
Yeah.
And one day I came home, and my mom just like had it in her hands. Oh. She's like, the dice. I'm like, this is disturbing. Like, I actually swear to God, I never used those, mom. Yeah.
Nobody uses the dice.
No, it was a joke.
Yeah.
She didn't believe me.
All right, I want to hear. Yeah, I'm dying. Good stuff. I need to hear yours.
I'm now I don't know if it's going to live up to the hype, but this is one thing that legitimately only one person on this earth knows happened.
Yeah.
So now I just feel like it's from seventh grade.
As far
grade.
As confessions go, that's a confession.
That's a confession. This is from seventh grade. Yeah. It's been sitting with me for this long. I have to get it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So seventh grade, we're at a carnival, like a fair, whatever. And having a great time with my friends, whatever. Long story short, my friend Emily's dad is coming to pick us up, and he's going to drive us home.
Uh-huh.
He has like an old car. Picture a car that's like cloth seats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not leather, not easily stain removal.
Uh-oh.
Like, picture that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I really had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I really had to poop.
Yeah. Oh,
really,
poop. Oh, no.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And number two?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And I was wearing white shorts. This is not an exaggeration. And we get in the car, and I'm sitting in the car, and I have to go so bad. Like, something just, you know, something comes over you and just takes over your stomach.
You start sweating.
Yes. Yeah. I was, like, sweating. It's all coming back to me. I'm sweating right now. I'm, like, sweating so bad in the back seat. And all of a sudden, it just comes out.
Oh, no.
It just comes out while I'm sitting in the car.
Oh, no.
And I'm just sitting, like, in my white shorts now. I'm, like, putting my hands under the seat. And it's, like, kind of, obviously, like, on my hands now. Like, I'm just sitting in the car.
Oh,
and we get home.
Wait, did they not smell it? Did they not hear this happening?
We get home.
Maybe they just thought it was a really bad fart.
Run into my house. Run past my parents. I take my white shorts off. Yeah. I, like, run them underwater. I wrap them up in paper towel. And I keep them with me until my parents go to bed so I can throw them out in the garbage downstairs so nobody can know about this.
Oh, no.
Then the next day,
oh, no.
We were going to the beach with Emily's dad driving us again.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And he comes in the car. And I get in the car. And there's stain.
No!
On the seat.
Oh, no.
And I just got in the car with my best friend, who is the only other person who knows this happened.
Yeah.
And they were the seats were stained, and we just never talked about it.
No,
like,
way.
I swear on my life, like, this was never addressed
at any
point.
It's almost an appropriate thing to just go on stage.
And I swear to God, like, there was,
like, Rhea pooped in my car.
I was like, sorry,
are
Emily's
you guys friends?
Dad. No.
It should be in her bio.
Damn. I bet. I wonder if she's ever told anybody that. Like, they'd be like, hey, do you know, like, Rhea from
Barstool? There's no, she doesn't know.
She pooped in my car one time.
Of course she knows.
There's no way she knows.
Oh, I thought she was the only one.
No, she doesn't know. My friend Sam, who, like, got in the car with me. No, the girl whose dad it is has no idea this ever happened. Swear on my life.
He just doesn't know where these poop stains came from?
Or maybe we, like, never talked about. Like,
that's what it is.
Maybe they just never addressed it to me, and, like, we just,
because
it's so embarrassing.
That's what it is.
They probably, like, felt bad, and they were like, we don't need to embarrass her any further by bringing it up
to
her.
That's, like, the first and last time I pooped my pants. Well, not the first, obviously, but the last time that I can remember. And it haunts me to this day.
That's so funny. But I love the poop confessions. But I just, it's so cute that you think that they don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, up until this point, I thought that they have no idea.
I think they probably have to put
two and two
together.
Oh, I have one more confession. This
okay,
is a
perfect.
Quick one. So I've told this story on the podcast before, but I kind of lied about it. Not lied, but I just, like, didn't add more, like,
what?
More, it's not a lie. I actually never told it on the podcast. Maybe more just, like, on the radio show.
Okay.
When I talked about clogging my
high school.
I left out the part where I flush a pad.
Oh, no.
As well as a tampon down the toilet. Because my ex-boyfriend at the time, who wasn't at the party that I was at.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'll come pick you up. We'll have sex, whatever.
Yeah.
And I still had
have the pad on.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I, like, you know, when you're at the end of your period, yeah, you kind of go both ways.
Yeah.
And
just gonna risk it.
I was high drunk. Risk, yeah. Yeah. I was drunk and I just flushed them both down the toilet.
Oh my
and
God.
And she like exploded.
Yeah. I exploded the whole, like the party had to end.
Everybody was sent home.
Yeah, no, me and my friend's dad were basically swimming in the bathroom because it literally exploded and like filled up the entire bathroom.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So that's another confession right there that I also flushed a pad down there.
Oh, and not only that,
exploded. Why would you ever flush a pad down a toilet? That's the dumbest thing. I was drunk, but also
obviously. Yeah. And young, probably.
Yeah.
Like did you think it was going to go down, or did you know it was a risky move?
I kind of knew it was a risky move, but I was willing to risk it to get the biscuit, one might say. Yeah. I was just really ready to just risk it.
Oh, my God, risk it. That kills me. Why have I never heard that?
What is that? Isn't that from a
risk it to get the biscuit?
Yeah, risk it to get the biscuit. Isn't that from, like, Talladega Nights?
Maybe.
Oh. Well, I would know. I'm like the biggest movie quoter, so I can't believe
I don't even know if that's a movie. It's just like a saying, I think.
We might need to Google that one.
Yeah.
Risk it to get the biscuit. Yeah, you get on that. Okay, we're going to play a quick game called The Last.
Okay.
It's a really hard game. You just have to tell me the last thing that you did when I ask you these questions. So last celebrity you texted or DM'd with.
Mm. Ooh. Hmm. Well,
I mean, you can tell your. You can say yours, no?
Yeah, Josie Canseco.
Is she a model?
Yeah,
she's the one.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah. Is she nice?
Very nice. Okay, nice. She's my girl.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay. What about you?
I don't really have a good one.
Oh.
The last one, I guess, is technically Jordan McGraw, who's like the opening act for the Jonas Brothers right now. Uh-huh. We were out with them, and then I tagged him in a story, and he was like, last night was so fun.
Was it flirty?
I don't think so. It might have been, but I don't think so. But
wasn't trying to be flirty, but maybe was.
And then I don't know. I think that's it. Tyler. We've been trying to get Tyler on the goddamn podcast for so long that
He was supposed to be on my podcast tomorrow, but ABC won't let him.
Oh my God.
So annoying. It's so annoying. What did we just Google?
Risk it to get the biscuit.
What did we find it?
It's just a bunch of urban dictionaries coming. Fired Up.
Fired Up.
What's Fired Up? Fired Up?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The cheerleading movie?
Oh, yeah, I never saw it. I heard it was good, though.
Oh, my God.
It's so really classic. Old, right?
Yeah. That's one that you still, like, if you still are a movie quoter, like, that one sticks with you forever.
Carly Davidson.
That's great. It's a good one. Like, what is it? Ten and Crocs.
Yeah.
Like, there's
when
so
I
many.
When I get knocked down. Yeah. It's a great quote.
Okay.
We can just go back.
It's one of those.
I'm going to download it for the plane tomorrow.
Yeah.
Besides Risk It for the Biscuit, what's the last thing you Googled?
Ooh. I don't know. It's risky. Let's see.
Hope it's good.
Oh, Brandy Melville. I wanted to go shopping after this, so I was looking at the address to Brandy Melville.
Mine couldn't be more lame.
What is it?
Saw a Instagram ad that was like an Etsy t-shirt, and it was Hermione Granger, Harry Potter, and it said, I'm going to pull up the shirt so I can, because it's in my Google. It's Mimosa, not Mimosa. Like, you know, like, it's Leviosa, not Leviosa. So
you look
at
it.
And it's Hermione. Well, I saw the shirt and it's Hermione, like, holding a mimosa. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a cute shirt. I need that. So I Googled it so I could buy it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm just getting my memory back from last night. I Googled what a gyro was.
Ooh,
And if it's gyro or gyro.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Everyone had different opinions
on that. People also say, like, it's euro. Like,
euro.
Like, even, like, without the G.
What?
It's like a euro.
Yeah.
I've had this discussion. It was on my Instagram, and then we had the discussion with Derek this morning. Do you say crayon or crayon?
Crayon.
Wait.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, thank God. I was like, I don't know if that's a deal breaker, but I'm really turned off. Jason.
Jason says crayon.
Okay, because I saw the poll and I voted for crayon.
Yeah.
Both, on both of your stories.
Thank you for that.
But I forget what it was. I couldn't hear the sound very well, so I like couldn't hear which one you guys were each saying. But I was like, whichever one of you was saying crayon is correct.
It's so funny. He says so many things. What I think is weird, but he thinks is normal, like anything that's an AI sound, like jail or fail or anything, he goes, jowl.
Yeah.
Fail. And I'm like, what?
Are you saying?
What is that?
So when he was explaining, there's like this art place in Nashville where this guy makes a bunch of things, like a DJ booth and headphones, and everything's made out of crayons in this room. And he was like, yeah, and everything's made out of crayons. And I'm like crayons. Cranberries? And he's like, no, crayons. I'm like, what? And I'm like zooming in on the things. I was like, no, crayons. He's like, yeah, crayons. I'm like, what are you saying?
That's no.
Same thing with, what is this other thing that he says? Oh, my middle name is Don. And he, we have this argument all the time. He says, like, if this, like, the sun, like the dawn, he calls it, no, okay, if a guy's name is Don, he says Don. My middle name is Don. Yes. And then another one is like Don. We have it, like, it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard, but he just has all these weird little things that he says.
Buffalo is,
yeah, it's something interesting.
Weird. Yeah.
It's interesting. The last photo you took.
I actually have it teed up for Instagram.
Oh,
what is it?
I was at a birthday party and classic, like, took a photo, like, by myself at my friend's birthday, and I'm just going to post it on Instagram. Here's me. It's cute.
Let me see.
That's the last photo I took.
Oh, that's very cute.
Mine was a selfie on my balcony.
Oh. Oh, dang. Whoa, that's a hot photo.
Thank you.
Can I see that again?
Oh, sultry.
Holy. Yeah, I was just taking pictures. I was waiting to come here.
That's
your reaction was really good.
Yeah.
So now I feel now like that one, I'll keep that in the bank.
You should definitely keep that. I just got like a little turned on.
You know what? So many of my like Snapchat memories.
Oh, yeah.
Like are different. Like the last photo I took, sure, but then this is technically the last video I took, me dancing in my Uber last night.
I feel like that's.
I like when it shows like the memories from last year, except I don't also because you can imagine.
Here's my boyfriend.
Oh, get it.
Yeah.
Is it dancing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, how long have you guys been together?
Over 2 years, two years and change. Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's really cute. Okay, anyways.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Next.
No, but he seems like a good time.
Yes. No, yeah. He is. Yeah. He is. He is.
And does he cheer for the same football team as
you? No, he's a Jets fan.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But it's okay. We're in different, the Jets are in the AFC, the Eagles are in the NFC.
Oh, okay,
so they do play each other this year, but normally they never play each other.
That helps.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Siri is really picking up what you're saying. Okay, so I've been doing this new thing called Instagrammy. People who listen know this. Starting a segment called Instagrammy, where each Tuesday on Off the Vine, I'm giving a Grammy to one account that everyone should follow, whether they're inspiring or empowering or hilarious. Some of them are just plain weird. So this week is the first Instagrammy that I'm giving away. And this account should be so honored because it's exciting stuff. Okay, so my Instagrammy goes to... I'll get to pick between two. I'm
right now. Moment of truth.
I'm going to go with comments by celebs.
Mm. We love them.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm podcasting with them tomorrow. But, okay, this account is so entertaining if you guys are obviously following.
Yeah.
If you're not already following, it's a must.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. They post celebrities or just random people commenting on celebrities' Instagram photos. And I think I was on it the other day.
They've expanded. So like they do comments by celebs, they do comments by athletes, comments by
Bachelor.
They do, so they have a bunch.
It's so funny.
They're so funny. And we have done a few things with them. They're like the sweetest girls of all.
Oh, they are?
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. They are like the nicest. They are cool because they really try and stay like behind, like they're just behind the account. Like it's not really about them, like,
right?
They see it as like they run a business,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool. And wait,
I love
they're awesome.
Yeah,
Emma has like the best voice of all time. Mm-hmm.
Really,
very soothing.
She has
like ASMR,
ASMR, but also like phone, like sex operator voice, mm-hmm. kind of. Like it's really
the best voice.
That really does something for podcasts. They should have. Do they have a podcast?
They do.
Okay, they do. Yeah. So like. And they have like a, what are those called? The Patreon, Patreon accounts? You know, I think I'm probably saying
this wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
But it's like you pay for like more episodes or it's like kind of a membership fan situation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like people ask her all the time to just like record her.
Yeah.
Just read it, like maybe nonsense, just to like hear her voice.
When we went on their podcast, she sent us a voice note after thanking us.
Yeah.
Like, that's her thing. She sends voice notes because that's how great her voice is.
And it's, she knows it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the pod. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we missed?
Oh, yes, there is actually. Okay. Very quickly, because we talked about it with Jason, but we haven't talked about it with you.
Oh.
I donated money for ramen.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's okay.
Before
I thought
you knew that ramen was going to be your, or before I knew that ramen was going to be yours,
you helped our pup.
I saw pictures of that dog and I was like, that is the cutest damn dog I've ever seen.
I know.
And I was drunk and I was out and I was like, I'm going to Venmo Bunny's buddies right now.
I was hoping.
Then when
that
I saw you guys got the dog,
that's
I was
so
like, you're
crazy.
Kidding me.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that you're taking credit for Jason and I being together.
Oh, well,
oh, no, that, well,
too.
That too. Yeah. A little bit.
We've talked about that so much, though, I feel like.
That's so funny.
So much that we have to stop taking credit because we've taken
Now
so
it's starting to get obnoxious, but we will say, yes, we do take credit.
Yeah. You guys should, officiate our wedding.
Oh, my God. If Chris Harrison maybe wants, a helper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you guys can do something.
Yeah.
You'll
need,
something.
Two flower girls.
Yeah. That would be so funny.
I was never a flower girl, so if you
Oh, my gosh, you're going to be our flower girl.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that's funny.
That's so funny.
That's my dream.
I will, and like I said, yeah, anything else. Maybe we'll show people to their seats.
Yeah.
It'll be,
you guys are being flower girls.
Done.
That's going to be so funny. I'm going to get you the tackiest outfits and you're going to come with all my little nieces and
flowers. I want toddlers and tiaras style dress.
Yes, that's what you're getting.
Maybe a flower crown.
Yeah. All of it.
Hold me to this because it's going to happen.
Oh, amazing. I will.
Yeah. I want my wedding to be a little funny.
Perfect.
You know,
perfect.
I mean, this just sign us up.
Funny and a party.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We bring both those things.
Yeah. and maybe bring Nick Jonas and his tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can promise the tequila. I'll
You'll
try.
We're working on Nick Jonas.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Okay, amazing. Thank you guys. And where can everybody find your Instagrams, podcasts, all that?
Yeah.
You can follow us at Chicks in the Office on Instagram, our podcast at Chicks in the Office, personal on Instagram at Maria Chiffo.
I'm at Francesca Mariano. Twitter, Barstool Fran, Barstool Rhea.
Yes.
And Chicks in the Off, because Office doesn't fit.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. And the group chat on Snapchat.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a daily Snapchat show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. It's called the group chat.
Yeah, you can subscribe to that.
Subscribe to that.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Wait, I want to do that. I miss Snapchat.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll show it. We'll play it for you after. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I love that you guys are rocking your scrunchies.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
So
we have
got my new order in with the new
I love it.
We wear them all the time.
I'll send you guys some. Send me the ones that you don't have, and I'll see if I have any that I can send you.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you guys so much. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Sponsors for this week's Grape Therapy are Privé Revaux, PriveRevaux.com, and enjoy 15% off your first purchase when you use promo code OffTheVine15. Local Eclectic, use promo code Vine15 at checkout at localeclectic.com for 15% off your purchase. Function of Beauty, get 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com/vine. And the Ship dating app. Download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. And you can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.